Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you may be, and I welcome you to the Nancy Ferrari Show, where I introduce you to my featured guests who share their expertise and life experiences, and together we share what's real, relevant, and relatable to you. I am Nancy Ferrari, your host, and so very honored to share my special guest with you. With me today is Jill Lublin, who's an international speaker on the topics of radical influence, publicity, networking, kindness, and referrals. She is the author of 4 best-selling books and is here to talk about her most recent book, The Prophet of Kindness. What a perfect word, and we're going to have a powerful conversation on that. Jill is a master's strategist on how to position your business for more profitability and more visibility in the marketplace. She is the CEO of a strategic consulting firm and has had over 20 years experience working with over 100,000 people, plus national and international media. Jill teaches publicity crash courses as both live events and live webinars, and consults and speaks all over the world. Needless to say, we have much to talk about, and I warmly welcome Jill Lublin to my show. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much, Nancy. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, it truly is my pleasure, and I'm so excited to share that I had the opportunity of seeing you on a Sacramento morning show this morning, and you did a wonderful job with them, and we're going to give you a little bit more time here, because I know how TV shows they just have, but you got your points across very well, and as I said before we went on air, is your timing is what I call divine timing for your book to come out now. With that word kindness, that is a word that goes across the board, wouldn't you say, in the world right now, within our society, within business, within family, within friends, you name it.
You know, that's the biggest thing is kindness, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, how do we really create more kindness, more generosity, and really, you know, be better to each other? It's time for that is what it is.
Mm-hmm. It is. It certainly has. And this was, I think we could have, I know through my business, there were indicators that last year was going to be one of major upheaval. However, I don't know that any of us could have projected the upheaval of this magnitude. And I am, you know, this is, we're not going within the politics of it, but it's how we're reacting to it, because I hear about it from others who are in a like corporate business environment and how it's affecting them and their relationships, and also within social media and also within friendships. And so let's just go into talking about, and this is what I'm taking your words from you this morning, the conscious acts of kindness and how we can be more mindful of that.
Yes, well, you know, people say to practice random acts of kindness, mm-hmm. and I say, let's practice conscious acts of kindness, real things that we can do consistently that make a difference. I think it's really important.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead.
I'll just say you're absolutely right. I had a conversation just recently about this, that common courtesies fall under that word kindness, of showing kindness is the word that's coming to mind too, but also compassion. We're all in this together on this planet Earth, and I talk on a global scale, and I've, you know, recently done some traveling, and it's been kind of interesting observing the world and how in some places there's a little more of that and others not so much. And that's why your book is so very valuable during this, I'd say, massive global shift. I've been saying this for a couple years now, and that came off my mouth, right out of my mouth, very quickly. So when you talk about Within business, you mentioned the initials ROK, return on kindness. So would you say that that's applicable for both business and personal?
You know, it's completely important for both, because in both cases, we need more kindness, right? This isn't a one-off, okay, we got it handled kind of approach. Kindness is key in personal living, in business living. It does create more real results for people. What I've noticed is, you know, when one is more kind, it's amazing the blessings that occur. And, you know, you do it because it's authentic and real. It's not about getting something, but it's because somebody just needs some help, or maybe somebody's sick, or somebody needs a door open for them, or some help crossing the street. Whatever it is, you know, look for opportunities to be more kind.
Mm-hmm. Because they're always there.
They are always there.
If we open our eyes and to that awareness of it, that's even more opportunity. I once talked with Jean Houston, who talked about the ripple effect. And the more that we can look inward and be the example or be the change, well, people can't help but respond to that, right?
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So as we so my listeners, bear with me here, because we might, you know, shift between business, but as Jill and I talked earlier, it's applicable to how we're navigating through this time of transition, and change isn't always easy, right?
No, it is not.
No, and that's where I think, you know, there's a multitude of reasons why there's all this emotion from one swing of the pendulum to the other. But I know for sure that there are people that just do not adapt well, and so they drop into fear. So how can we shift that fear, which is really of the unknown, and implement more ways? I know you have, and this is probably I'd say it's a duality here. In your book, you talk about 7 pathways to kindness, and I'm quite confident that one of the 7 will land exactly where it needs to land to go, aha, I can do this.
Well, you know, yeah. So, some people talk about ROI, return on kindness, and I say there's a new rock in town, the return on kindness, ROK. And
yes,
there are multiple traits that one has for kindness, and they include, in Profit of Kindness, we write about generosity, positivity, right? Flexibility, gratitude. Patience. Oh my gosh, do we need that these days, don't we? I mean, I was just on the phone with the tax board, and they just sent me round and round we go, you know, and I never talked to a human for like 20 minutes. All right, I'm going to be patient here, and when the woman comes on the phone, I'm going to be kind because I've got an interview with Nancy that I'm supposed to be on.
And somehow I knew it was all going to work out, and that's where that patience factor comes in.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's just the funny thing about, you know, how do we really keep focused and make it so that people are getting, you know, real results.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that they're continuously kind.
Mm-hmm. I'm a note taker. I think that's, I think I'm still in school, but actually I'm in the school of life. You referred to the word kin, and how that, if you take that word, that's first 3 letters of kindness, that we're actually all kindred spirits. And I love that, because that now opens up the world, opens up the mindset to mindfulness, to that we are in this together. There are some people who really they have a hard time with saying we're all one when there's so much divisiveness. But we start where we start, and I'm feeling as we're talking here, we really need to be kind to ourselves and take baby steps and perhaps listen to one another, maybe not agree, but to display such a level of anger and hatred is really not doing anyone any good.
Right, exactly. That's really the truth, right? It's not going to do any good, you know. It's really key to take a step back, you know, not react. I think reaction is dangerous, honestly. And I think most of us usually need to take a step back before react, and that makes a world of difference.
Mm-hmm. I've had to do that. In fact, because I do utilize social media. I love it. It's been my friend here, you know, as I've been doing my show for almost 7 years and my business as well. But I've learned now to kind of hopscotch my way through it, that I can just actually feel the energy of certain comments. I mean, you know what? I don't need to be there. It's kind of like maybe going to a social event and you could feel the negative energy in a corner. Like, no, I think I'll pass on that. And I suppose if you feel so inclined to comment, well, that's our responsibility then.
Exactly. Well, I mean, right, yeah. Exactly. And I'm not saying, by the way, you have to roll over and, you know, take it all, so to speak. In fact, I was recently on a cruise ship and was doing a wonderful spa, you know, and all relaxed. And as I went out, there's this one woman who was basically yelling at the woman behind the desk. I heard a little bit, it doesn't really matter. But the point is, the woman said back to her, you know, I'm trying to help you. You don't have to talk to me like that. Isn't that the truth, right? I mean, we all do the best we can. And, you know, I've had my moments where it's like, all right.
Want to lose it.
Yeah, and sometimes one has to be a little strong and a little strict, and it means you can have good boundaries. And you know, it's not like you have to roll over.
No, and that's really reality avoidance, and this has been there again part of my conversation as of late with friends, with, you know, other guests, and how we navigate through new waters is really how it is. You know, tomorrow is going to be another day. How are we going to set the intention to be more kind? And in fact, Ellen DeGeneres, as you know, she always ends her shows by saying, be kind to one another. She's been saying that for years.
Oh no, isn't that the best?
It is. And she had the I'd say intuition, perhaps, or if someone coined it for her, they had the intuition to put that out there. And I guess we all need those reminders, how to implement those, what you were just mentioning, opening the door for someone. Sometimes that means the world to me. We don't know what another person's going through. If I've got my achy knee going on, wow, that's great. You know, they must have picked up on that.
I love that. You know? I love that.
It's the little things, and so I just find that in I'm pulling from your book because I read it. I've got the Kindle version, and that's why reading is so important. Shifting away from the noise and into, you know, reading your book, and how we can all profit from that and then share with others. That's why your title is so brilliant.
That's really the point, right? That's really the point.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that, because that's really, you know, taking taking small steps that lead to small changes at times, big changes at others. The point is to stay conscious about it, stay in action for it, be a person who others think of as kind, and be willing to lead the way in times even when someone isn't kind to you. You know, it's like that doesn't mean you have to go into reaction or any of that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you said a key word that jumped out at me is lead. That, you know, we talk about leaders, and but there again, we have the privilege of leading our lives.
Yes, yes, isn't that a wonderful thing?
Yeah. Rather than, it's so easy to point and say, you know what, I don't like the way he or she is leading this company or this country or this community or what have you. Well, guess what? You've got, that's my comment. Like, well, there's plenty of opportunity for you to jump in and express your point of view, and you can. And see, I'm pulling a lot of your language, you know, doing it with grace and kindness and courtesy to one another. And I've noticed that as I've kind of calmed down a lot more as the day, you know, as the last couple months have gone by, I'm much more observing rather than wanting to jump in the pool. So to
yeah,
speak.
Better.
Yeah, I sleep better at night. Because really, at bottom line, at the end of the day, it's about us and our happiness, right?
Exactly. And taking time to be kind daily, you know, just reaps tons of rewards. And most importantly, makes us better human beings. You know, you can disagree, you can have times when you're not on the same side with someone, and how you handle it is what matters.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And this was from your book too. There's a question here. How do we go from what do I get to what do I give? And who comes to mind, and you mentioned him in your book too, is Ivan Meisner. And I used to be in BNI, you know, givers gain.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Big one.
Mm-hmm. And that was a concept that not everyone could grasp onto right away. What was the phrase you coined before that, that was kind of opposite, do unto others as...
Well, more the golden rule, right? As you'd like
yes.
to do unto you.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, what I've learned, and I shared this with you, that I had actually met you, this goes back about 3 or 4 years now, at one of my favorite people, Ursula Menches. You talk about kindness. Ursula always comes forth with such a big heart and always kind. I mean, yes, that is a word that I use for her. But when I met you, and you were talking more on the business aspect and marketing, and you know that part of your life, but I do remember this conversation with, you know, give from the top. Mm-hmm. Don't wait until you've, you know, once I have this, then I'll give.
Right. That doesn't work.
No. No.
Yeah,
so
it's like once I have XYZ, I'll be happy. No, you just get happy. You just get kind. You just get compassionate, flexible. You know, all the things that actually make up kindness. And sometimes, you know, it's kind of like everything in life. You do a little what I call fake it till you make it. Maybe, you know, that doesn't feel in that moment kind, but that doesn't mean you can't still act it back. Or
mm-hmm.
give it back more kindly.
Mhm. Yes, I recall, you know, back in the day, you know, when I could feel resistance, but then all of a sudden you feel softer, and it's such a rewarding feeling when you give. And I'm not talking about giving away all your money. You know, giving of yourself and time, that's so needed now. Have you noticed people want to be listened to and not judged?
Right, and they want Yes, that's a great way. And I think as we have become a more impatient society, you know, realistically, and people are more and more in a hurry, which, you know, everybody is more in a hurry. It's just life is going a little faster than it used mm-hmm. to. So part of it is keeping up with it and, you know, being patient enough for it and flexible enough for it, you know, like you were so wonderful before we got on this interview. We were supposed to be a certain time. I had to kind of deal with the whole government bureau issue. And you said, sure, we can make it a little later. Well, that's flexibility. That's kindness. That's generosity. So thank you, Nancy, because you're a great demonstration of it.
Well, and you know, people have been that way to me. I mean, we can't all be... you know, life is not perfect. And so what I'm doing is as I observe things, and I'm noticing it also in media, which I kind of have my opinions how that's rolling. But people are starting to, like you said so well, back up a little bit. They're so quick to want to get the story out that the facts aren't right, and then now they're having to backpedal to apologize. So that's a great lesson for all of us to take. I think we're all learning again. We're all in this school of life. Yeah, I mean, you know, university of life again.
Yeah.
And because social media gives everything so quickly, we can't always be accurate that quickly. And then the judgment pool comes in. So for that, I say let's just follow your lead and be kind with it and see how it unravels.
Yes, absolutely. Makes a big difference.
It does. So... needless to say, and I want to honor and respect your time because you've had a long day and you're busy with all other aspects of your work. Please share with my listeners how they can contact you, get to know you better, because you do have many offerings of what you do. And also, I noticed when you're offering bonuses when you order your book, and for how long is that?
Yes, well, it is through this week. Go to profitofkindness.com and please check out the book. And then please know if there's any help I can give you in the area of publicity, getting your word out. Maybe you want to get a book deal, which I help people get, or you already have a book and want to get foreign rights deals. I can help on all of those things. And for that, just email us at support@jilllublin.com. Lots of L's in there. Hopefully, you'll remember that support.
I'll be blogging this out. Yes, it's but it's J-I-L-L and then L-U-B-L-I-N. I need to do a reading on your name. That is a lot of L's. Used to have a lot of vowels in my maiden name. Like, whoa. But I never realized it until I just stared at it. So once again, please go to her site for her book, profitofkindness.com, and then jilllublin.com. And all of this will be memorialized into the blog that goes underneath the podcast within nancyferrarimedia.com. So needless to say, I mean, Jill and I could talk for hours because these topics are at the forefront of our lives right now. But I know you will gain so much value reading her book. Her publicity crash course sounds intriguing to me. I'm going to be looking into that as well. So maybe I'll see you, Jill. And I want to thank you for taking your time from your very busy day and schedule to be with us here on the Nancy Ferrari Show.
Thank you for having me, Nancy.
My pleasure. And to listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm just going to borrow Ellen's words for right now. Be kind to one another and make it your most glorious day. Thank you.